At the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show in Memphis, Tennessee, I ran into somebody that I have not seen for a while, but have just really enjoyed working with, and that's Annalee Peake. And you worked alongside us, Cindy and me, at what show was that?
At the National Farm Machinery Show last year.
That's right. Well, we really enjoyed working with you, and now since that time, you're out in the professional world and working with one of our companies has been very supportive of AgWired and what we do, and that's Monsanto, and working with our good friend Janice Persons. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing with working with Janice.
So I graduated from college in May from Auburn, and I went to St. Louis and started working for Monsanto. I wasn't originally working for Janice. I actually started out giving tours, but now I'm getting the opportunity to work with Janice, who is very well known in the ag media world, and I'm getting to learn a lot from her and finding more ways that we can engage with consumers.
Well, we don't need to go into detail right now about that, but when you had the opportunity to come here, you said you are going to be doing some other things, I guess, but just, hey, this show's going on, so what do? You come over to go to the farm show. Met anybody interesting here?
Well, sadly, I haven't really had a lot of time. I did have to work today, so I grew up coming to the show. My dad, when I was growing up, was a cotton farmer, and so when I knew I was going to be coming to Memphis this weekend, I thought, well, even if I could just go for a few hours, mm-hmm. it'd be really fun to see what companies are there. I know the show has really changed a lot since I've been here 15 years ago, and it's diversified a lot more. It's not as heavily cotton and rice focused as it once was. They've really tried to expand and to bring in a larger audience.
Well, Cindy and I are just thrilled to you've been able to find this work that you're now doing with Monsanto, because it just ties right into the kinds of things we were having you help us with and what we do. So it's just great to see you here. As you have had the chance to do this now for what about?
Is it since October?
Yeah, not quite a year, but what do you think about this type of position? And you know, because just what 10 years ago this didn't exist really.
No, I mean, if you think about where agriculture was 10 years ago, we were still really in that mentality of, we'll do our thing, and consumers don't really care about where their food comes from. But especially in the last 5 years, we've really seen a shift. So I think a lot more companies are really finding ways that they can connect with the consumers and the people, I mean, basically who are eating the food that farmers grow. Yeah. So it's a very exciting time to be in this type of work, and I'm definitely learning a lot from my journey so far.
All right. Well, it's so great to see you here, Anna, and we are visiting at the Mid-South Farm and Gin Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.